This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm such a knucklehead. I was supposed to do it on yesterday's podcast, and I forgot all about it. It actually happened on the weekend, and I wanted to mention it yesterday, but let's mention it now today, okay? So, on Saturday, this past Saturday, was the Kona Edge's second birthday. Yeah, it's like a child, and I've just forgotten their birthday, unfortunately. But yeah, second birthday on the weekend, and I just wanted to give a really heartfelt thank you to you for downloading and listening to this podcast. It's been a rollercoaster journey, if I have to be brutally honest. There have been times where things have been going swimmingly well, and there have been other times where I've absolutely hated every single minute of it, and have been ready to throw in the towel. Kind of like Iron Man training, I guess, but we're still going 2 years later. And just to give you some stats, which I think are pretty incredible, we've had over 300 iTunes reviews, five-star iTunes reviews, I might add. Since we started the podcast, we've had just over 900,000 downloads. So we're inching up to a million. If things go according to plan, we should hit a million downloads by the end of this year. And just to give you an idea of how it's growing, it's incredible. Year one, we did a quarter of a million downloads, 250,000. The last year, so from now to this time last year, we've done over 600,000, so 653,000, I think it is the number. So we've almost tripled our download numbers in year two. Fingers crossed, long may that continue, because, yeah, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying what we're doing here at the Kona Edge, and I hope you are too. If you have any comments or feedback or suggestions, please be in touch. I have an open door policy. I love hearing from you. If there's something that bugs you about the podcast and you have some constructive criticism, just so you know, I don't do haters. So if you just want to hate, send it elsewhere. But if you have some constructive criticism, you can pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. That is my email address. It comes straight through to my email inbox. You can also reach out via social media. It's as simple as that, or on our website. That's thekonaedge.com. But yeah, thank you so much to everyone who's listened to to one of these podcasts. I mean, here's a crazy stat. We've been listened to in 172 countries. There's only 190-odd countries in the world, which is mad. I mean, that just absolutely blows my mind. Even in my favorite country, Djibouti. I guess that's my adolescent sense of humor coming out. Enough of me yakking on. Coming up on today's podcast, we chat to Matt Szymanski about his Ironman nutrition strategy and some of the things that he's done to make sure that he fuels correctly. That's all coming up. And a massive thank you to our podcast sponsor today. If you don't have life insurance, or if you think you're paying too much for your life insurance, then be sure to check out Health IQ. They cater to triathletes and really believe that we should be rewarded for the healthy lifestyle choices that we make. They've spent the last few years partnering with life insurance companies to get lower rates for athletes like marathon runners, cyclists, and triathletes. Another thing that makes Health IQ unique is, unlike other life insurance companies, they cater to athletes with low resting heart rates, which sometimes get flagged as abnormal in fitness tests or physicals. Some of the other things they do is waist to hip ratio in addition to your body mass index, which is great for more muscular athletes. And they also don't penalize healthy athletes for a poor family history, because let's be honest, we all have some slobs in our lives, and why should you be punished for it? They've really built what they do with us in mind as triathletes. What I would suggest is go and get a free quote and see how much they can save you. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. Head over to this URL. It is healthiq.com/Kona. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Click on the link in the podcast player right now as well. The URL, healthiq.com/Kona. You'll get yourself an obligation-free quote, and you'll be supporting the podcast while you're at it as well. So go check that out. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes, as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website, okay? That's theKonaEdge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's theKonaEdge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some nutrition. We head back to Iowa, to Des Moines, to catch up with Matt Kamansky. Matt, welcome back. Nutrition, how big a role does it play in what you do in the sport?
I'd say it's pretty cliche, but nutrition's in an Ironman race is the most important thing you do. If you don't get that right, it doesn't really matter what else you're doing out there. And it's hard to race well and have a good run off bad nutrition plan.
Have you got it dialed in, or is it still something you're working on?
I think it's always a work in progress. But I think this past week in Kona, it seemed to go pretty well. So I'll probably kind of base it off that and just kind of tweak it as we go. I think there's a few little things that I learned in Hawaii that make some changes to that for next year.
Tell me about some of those things that you've learned and you're thinking of changing.
Yeah, so I think overall I just need to take in a few more calories, especially on the bike and early in the run. And I'll probably add in a little bit of protein on the bike just because I started to feel really hungry in the last 10K or so of the run. So basically everything I took in was just all sugar. But I think hydration wise, it went really well. And I basically just drank as much Gatorade as I could on the bike. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, is just see if I can take in a few more calories, in the middle part of the race.
There's guys that get pretty analytical on their nutrition, and they calculate sweat rates and the like. Are you one of those? Are you very analytical and have it sort of dialed in, or is it a case of you know how your body works and you just need to feel it as best you can, and you sort of got that dialed in, or do you get into the numbers big time?
I get into the numbers a little bit and kind of have an idea of where I want to be as far as calories per hour, especially on the bike. But then sometimes when you get out there in the race, things happen, and who knows if you're not feeling good, and maybe that means you need to take in some more calories, or if your stomach feels terrible, maybe you need to drink some water or take in a little bit less for a few minutes just to kind of let things settle down. So I do have a pretty specific plan going in, but I let that be flexible once the race gets going.
As far as your day-to-day sort of nutrition goes during training, are you pretty sort of regimented, or are you like, you know what, I train really hard so I can pretty much eat what I want?
Yeah, I can't really eat whatever I want. I'm not super restrictive, but I basically just make it easy on myself, and every time I go to the grocery store every week and pretty much buy the same things. So yeah, the most important thing is to make sure you're getting the calories in. And if you want to eat a bunch of junk, there's some times to do that. Like, I like to stop on long rides, and when I'm getting some refueling, I'll buy a couple donuts. So like, that's a good time to eat donuts. But if it's like Monday after an easy day and I feel like eating some brownies, that's not really a great time. So I'll try to restrict myself a little bit more then.
I'm taking notes here. 90 miles into a 120-mile ride, you can have donuts. That's the deal.
Yeah, you can pretty much have as many donuts as you want at that point.
I love that. As far as race day goes, talk to me a little bit about your sort of nutrition strategy from waking up breakfast-wise. How do you approach race day?
So I usually have a bowl of oatmeal right when I wake up and a Red Bull. And then I'll usually bring like a bar, banana to transition and eat that kind of as I'm getting ready to get in the water. And then especially in an Ironman, right after the swim, you've been swimming for an hour. So especially in Kona, you've been sweating a lot, burned a lot of calories. So this time in transition one, I put just a water bottle in my bag. So I just chugged that real quick and actually ate a kiwi. Kiwis, I found, are like good riding snacks because you can just eat the whole thing and it fits nicely in your pocket. But I just ate that as I was going through transition. And then once I get on the bike, I'm trying to drink a Gatorade or three Gatorades per hour, which is quite a bit. And then I mostly eat gummies. So I'll eat about 90 or about 50 calories of gummies every 20 minutes. And then once per hour, instead of the gummies, I'll have a caffeinated goo. So I just have a flask of that on my bike. And I'll just take some of that just to kind of keep the caffeine up. And then so I'll do that for the whole bike. And then once I get on the run, every aid station, I'm basically just taking in as much water and Gatorade as I can. And I also, for the first part of the run, carry a gel flask that'll have five gels worth in it. And so that's kind of nice. If I start to feel like I need something in between aid stations, I'll just take some of that. And I think this year it took me till about mile 20 to go through all of that gel. And then after that, just kind of live off the aid stations. And I took a couple gels from aid stations there. And then you just, it's nice to have the Red Bull when you start to feel like you need it too.
And hang on for dear life in those last 6 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
And then obviously you mentioned you've got to have some balance, so a good beer every now and again, particularly after race, is good. What's your go-to after a race like Kona? What's your indulgence after a big race?
So definitely a beer, and then the local grocery store here makes really good brownies, so that's like my favorite post-race snack. And if I'm really feeling like I want to indulge myself, I'll have some Taco Bell.
I love it. Matt, thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And we look forward to following your progress and see what's next. And enjoy the slight break, but I'm sure you're going to get back into it pretty soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brad. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast today. We're back again tomorrow. And just once again from myself, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed those stats at the start of the show. I think they are absolutely incredible, and it's all thanks to you. Before I go, another one of those 5-star iTunes reviews. Keep them coming. I love getting them. This one from Switzerland, from Miss Monty and Co., saying, love it. Every day is an interesting topic that I can relate to, and the questions are meaningful and relevant. Well, Miss Monty and Co., I've got some good news for you. Keep an eye out on the website and the podcast, and if you haven't got onto our email list yet, make sure you do, because I'm working on something pretty cool. I'm pretty excited, and I'm going to be sharing it with you. It's a bit of a revival. We did it when we first launched the podcast, and it's taken a bit of a backseat, but they are coming back, and I'm so excited. So make sure you keep an eye on things here at the Cone Edge. Before I go, a massive thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you by Health IQ today, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Simply go to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and learn more, or simply text the word Health IQ. That's Health IQ, all one word, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. You can also click straight through in the link in your podcast player right now. That's healthiq.com/Kona.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.